But I wanted to start off by asking you what you know about. Did you know your grandparents? Did you ever meet them?
No, they have passed.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Had you ever heard anything about any of them?
Oh. No more than I was named after my grandmother, Josephine. No, I didn't know too much about them.
Mm-hmm.
Not anything, you know, no more than what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Where did they live?
In Louisiana.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Is this on both parents?
Yes, yes.
Families were from Louisiana?
Yes, both of them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What part of Louisiana?
St. Martinville, Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And, were your parents born in that area?
Yes, they were. Uh-huh. That's my mother's hometown. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was your mother's name?
Catherine.
Uh-huh. And her maiden name?
Washington.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about her family and...
No, I don't know too much about her family. Well, she did have two brothers and two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. She was the old. No, she was the second oldest daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned to me before we started talking that they were related to
Booker T. Washington.
Booker T. Washington.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My grandfather.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So your grandfather was
his brother.
Brother.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know about what year your mother was born? Any idea?
No, I really don't know exactly what year she was born. My mother was 74 when she died, and she died in 1956.
Mm-hmm. So, sometime in the
1880s? Oh, yes, it was in the 1880s, I imagine, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And, do you know if she had any sort of school in or anything there?
No, she didn't have any schooling. No, uh-huh. She didn't know more than what we taught her.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, as we go to school, we would teach her.
Mm-hmm. Her children?
Yes, uh-huh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. Did she grow up in a rural area, or is it like a city?
Oh, no, it is a rural area. And you see, their mother passed at an early age.
Mm-hmm.
And she came up on their stepmother, which
mm-hmm.
wasn't a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So she had a pretty rough time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, she didn't get to go to school. But anyway, we taught her,
mm-hmm.
you know, how to sign her name and quite a few things. Uh-huh. She learned it from us.
And did they live on a farm?
Yes, they lived on a farm, yes. Mm-hmm. Nice big farm, uh-huh. Yeah.
Did your father also grow up on a farm?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what was his name?
His name was Edward. My father's name?
Mm-hmm.
No, I really don't know too much about my father because he passed when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
No, I really don't know whether he was on the farm or not.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm. No.
What was his name?
Robert Cochran.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And how old were you when he died?
I imagine around 18 months or something like that.
Yes,
very. Uh-huh. That's why I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So when you were 18 months, he died, and... how many children were there in your own family?
Three more girls, four of us.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And were you the youngest then?
No, I'm the oldest.
Uh-huh.
The oldest, uh-huh.
I see. So then your mother remarried?
She remarried. I have three half-sisters.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And who did she marry that?
Edward Domingues.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Domingues.
How do you spell it?
Domingque.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so in French you said...
Domains.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So do you know anything about his family or...
Well, they lived in a little town.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. His mother and father lived in a little town
mm-hmm.
in Louisiana, which is called... Broussard, Louisiana, I think was there. Yeah, no town.
Had he had any cooling or anything?
I really couldn't tell you. I don't remember.
What did he do for a living?
Farm. Uh-huh. Yeah, they farmed. Yes.
So you grew up on a farm also?
Just for a while. Then after he passed, my mother moved to a town, Lafayette, Louisiana. And that's where I was reared and went to school.
So, now he was, how long was he married to you before he, or how old were you when he died?
About 10 years old. Mm-hmm. 10 years old.
And, until you were 10, you lived on the farm?
Yes,
What date and exactly where were you born?
I was born December the 27th, 1909, in the little town of Broussard, Louisiana.
And so then your sisters were also born there?
They were all born there. No, I beg your pardon, my baby sister was born in a different town. She was born in Rayne, R-E-Y-N-E, Louisiana. See, after my stepfather passed, my mother remarried again. She had one more child, one more girl, and she was born 1918 in Rayne, Louisiana.
Why don't you tell me your sister's names and when they were born?
My sister Elizabeth, she was born February the 14th, 1911. And my sister Agnes, she was born July the 24th, 1916. And my sister Pauline was born June 21st,
1918. So you were about 5 or so years older than your next?
Than my next sister. Yes.
So then as you were growing up in those early years, do you have any memories of that time, of the things you would growing up for games?
What you mean, like on the farm?
Uh-huh.
Well, the girls, they would get together, you know, we'd play ball, play jump rope, you know, things like that. That's about the, and play doll, you know, that's about the biggest thing. Then I had an aunt, she would teach us how to embroidery. We had to take time and learn how to embroider.
Which side of the family?
Well, that was my uncle's wife. My mother's brother's wife. She could crochet and embroider, and she would teach us girls.
Did you live near your mother's family at that time?
For a while, we did. Yes, for a while.
Did you get to know your aunts and uncles on that side of
the family? Yes, I knew them pretty well. Yes. Because in the summertime, I'd go and spend my vacation with my mother's sister out on the range. I'd look forward to that.
What kind of things did you do there?
Well, you know, I would just be around the house. I'd help her. And there was a lot of girls around there. We'd get together, and, you know, our girls do have games and things and have parties. Just the girls. In those days, you know.
What were the boys doing?
Well, I don't know what they were doing. We wasn't allowed to be around boys, hardly.
They kept
it wasn't any boys, or it was mostly girls. Yes, mostly girls. My mother had 4 girls. My aunt didn't have any. Then the neighbors, they had a lot of girls.
So was did there seem to be even the boys that were around that you were only supposed to play with girls or?
Well, we play with them. We play ball with them sometimes. Oh yes, we play ball with them sometimes. I had a certain length of time we could play, and then after that we had to come in, you know, and do our chores and things. Everybody had something to do, and you had to do it, you know.
What kinds of chores did you do?
Well, we wash dishes. Feed the chickens, you know, and things like that. I never did milk a cow. That's about the only thing I didn't do. Wash and iron, you know, things like that. Keep our rooms up, keep our clothes up, you know. Yeah.
Did you make your own clothes?
No, I mean just keep it clean, you know, and keep your things in place.
When you say at the time you came, when you're living in the first community, did you go to school there?
No, we didn't go to school because that was way out on the range, way out in the country. You know, so they didn't have no school out there then, you know. So that's why my mother moved to the city, so we could get to go to school.
Did, what kind of house did you live in, or where did you live? What was your housing like?
Well, you know, back then they had what we called a shotgun house. We had a three-room house. It was straight, the living room, the bedroom, and the kitchen, you know, and like that.
So you had the living room on one side and then...
No, the living room, like you walk into the living room here, next to the living room is a, is your bedroom. And then next to that was your kitchen and your service porch. That's how it was. We call it shotgun.
Where would you sleep?
In the bedroom.
And were your parents, or was your mother and her husband, whose name you were saying you care, were they in the same,
No, they had a room of their own. And the girls had a room of their own.
So there were two bedrooms?
Yes, yes. Oh, yes, we had room apiece, you know, one for the girls and one for them.
So there would be, say, two bedrooms. And then the children were all in one
room.
And so at the time when you were growing up, those first 10 years or so, there wasn't a school in this area, and you spend most of your time playing with your sisters or with other children?
With other children, too, you know. Yeah, other neighbors' children and my sisters.
Did your mother, sister, Mr. Domain, did he own his own land?
No, he was working for someone, you know, that owned the land, you know, these plantation, we call them back there. No, he was only working for the person. He didn't own any land.
Did you know the person he worked for?
I can't remember. No, I really can't.
Did they live in the area too?
Yes, oh yes, they had a great big house.
Did, were most of the other people who, were there other people who were living and working on the same land?
Yes, oh yes, Oh, they had quite a few families, you know, working for this same person, you know, taking care of the crop and the cattle and everything. You know, they had someone besides the household help, you know, they had people. Because they'd have three and four maids, you know, and, in the house. They'd have a nurse, a cook, one to clean up, one to wash, you know. So, you know, a lot of them, the families, some of them would get to work for the boss, you'd call it, you know.
Did you ever meet those people or go up to their house?
Yes. Yeah, we'd go up to their house.
Were those special occasions, or was that sort of an everyday kind of...
No, just a special occasion. Like if someone is working and they were going and say, would you like to take a walk with me over to the boss's house? That's where I'm going. I said, yes, I'd go, you know, like that. Yeah.
Do you remember how you felt about doing that?
And was that a, well, you see, at that time, we didn't know nothing else, you know. There was nothing else around to do. And, well, like we used to pick berries and pick pecans and different things like that until a snake come along, and then I'd throw everything away. I love to pick berries, but you'd hear that snake in the grass, you know. Muscadine. Oh, it was wonderful. It was better after started going to school, you know, trying to get an education.
Were most of the children who that you ended up playing with, were they black children?
Yes, most of them were black children.
Were any of the boss's children, did they ever play, or did he have any children?
Oh, yes, they had children. Yeah, they had children. Well, sometimes, like to help us, some of their kids would go with them, you know. While they were there, they would play with their children, you know, like that. But they never did just come over to your house to play, you know what I mean? But if they come over there, oh, yeah, they'd play with them. So, like kids will, you know, as long as there's a child, they want to play.
So, as you were... you said that you were about 10 or so when you moved to Lafayette?
No, we were in Rain, Louisiana. Rain, R-E-Y-N-E.
Okay, and
then
your mother married a third time?
Yes, Mr. Jackson.
And what did she, how did she happen to meet him?
Well, that I couldn't tell you. You know, I don't know. I guess through friends. I really don't know how they met.
And then she moved.
Wait a minute. You know, it could have been. I must have been around 8 years old when we went to Rain, Louisiana. Yeah, scratch that one out.
I thought it wasn't moving. Oh,
I see. Yeah, I think I was 8 years old when we went to Rain, Louisiana, and my baby sister was born in 1918. Because when I was 10, that's when we went to Lafayette. Because I went to school in Rain. I must have been 8 years old.
Okay, and that was the first time?
Yes, in Rain, Louisiana was when I went to my first time. I must have been 8 years old. Because we moved to Lafayette when I was 10 years old, and that's where I stayed. And went to school there.
Did your mother move to Rain before she was married, or did she move there with Mr. Jackson?
Oh, after they were married, she moved there.
Did he live in the city already?
He lived in Rain, Louisiana. Yes, he lived in Rain, Louisiana.
And what did he do?
A barber. He was a barber. Yes.
Was Rain a large city, or...?
It was a nice-sized little town. I wouldn't say a city, you know, nice-sized little town.
And so that was your first time really being in town?
Yes.
Do you remember much about? I don't know, you're only there a couple of years.
I don't remember too much, you know. Only I went to school, and my principal name was Professor Clark. I remember that. And, that's about the biggest thing I could remember.
Now, you said that this is your first time going to school. Did that make an impression on you then?
Oh, yes. Yes, it did.
How did you feel about it?
Oh, I felt good. Yeah, I really felt good. Felt good about it. I wouldn't miss school for nothing. I'd go Rain. Sunshine, snow. Yeah, I really liked it. I always loved to go to school.
Was it far from where you live?
I would say maybe about a mile and a half, something like that. Yeah.
What was the school like?
It was real nice. It was way out on a, like a campus, almost like. It was among trees and different things. It was real nice.
Did it have just elementary school, or did it have other grades?
It was up to the 12th grade, I think it was. Yeah, from elementary on up. Was it elementary on to the 9th grade? I think not to the 9th grade. And then you'd have to go to another school to finish.
What, do you remember what kinds of things they were teaching there?
Well, it was teaching grammar and spelling, writing, arithmetic, you know. All the basics. Yeah.
Now, Were the schools segregated? No.
So, both? Segregated, yes. Yeah, the blacks went to their school and the white went to theirs.
Uh-huh.
And the white would have a bus to pick them up, but we had to walk. You see, we had to walk, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really segregated,
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But we didn't mind walking as long as we were getting an education, you know. Mm-hmm.
Did you learn anything, say, in the school, did they teach things about black history or anything particular to black culture in the United States?
No. I really don't remember. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they did teach something about black history when I was in Lafayette, you know, going to school there.
Mm-hmm.
I would read about the Frederick Douglass or whatever his name is.
Yes.
And, you know. Oh, yes, they thought about it. Mm-hmm.
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 Did you learn the black national anthem?
No. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. So it was mainly through the history.
Through the history, that's right. That's right. Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Were the instructors also black?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. They all were. Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Very good and strict. Mm-hmm. Very strict. You could walk in your room anytime and hear a pin fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they were really strict on you. Mm-hmm. Yes, when they tell you to do something, they meant it, and we did it. Mm-hmm. That was good. We didn't think so at the time, but that was really good. Mm-hmm.
So you went on to Lafayette later. Was your mother still married when you
moved
to Lafayette?
No, Mr. Jackson had passed.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. He passed. Uh-huh.
And so she moved with all the... What made her decide to move?
Well, she wanted to be near her sisters and brothers. You see, they were only 8 miles from Lafayette, I imagine. You know, she wanted to be near them.
Mm-hmm.
Since she had the four girls to take care of, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she moved to Lafayette, and she knew of a family that she could work for.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So that was another reason. Mm-hmm.
When,
yeah.
When you were growing up, did your mother also work on the...
Yeah, when she was on the farm, yes, yeah, she worked on the farm, uh-huh.
Did she work in the
East
Lane?
No, she wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
She might, I think she, did my mother, I don't remember. No, she didn't work when she was in Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
And so then after her husband died, how did she support herself after that?
Well, that's when she moved back to Lafayette. And got a job, you know, working for this family.
Mm-hmm.
And then her sisters and brothers, see, they lived on the farm and they raised all that vegetable and stuff, and they would help her
mm-hmm.
along the food line, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Did, in the time she's working, did you all live in the same house in the house with the family that she worked for?
No. We stayed in our own place, at our own place. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What kind of country did you live in
Lafayette? Well, we had a three-room house there in Lafayette.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We had a three-room house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did she rent it?
Yes, uh-huh. She rented it out, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And did, so, did you
renting
a house, was it far from where she worked?
Well, it wasn't too far,
mm-hmm.
you know. She could walk, well, you had to walk because you didn't have no streetcar, no car, so you had to walk. But it wasn't, you know, that distance. Like here, you have to go from here to Burbank or Glen, you know, Beverly Hills or something like that. No, it wasn't that far.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't walking distance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What kind of hours did she work? Do you remember what time
she had
to leave in the morning?
My mother, she didn't have to leave too early. I think she'd get there around 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be back home around 2:30. Mostly she'd go and cook the dinner. Like I say, most of those people, they'd have one and two maids. They didn't have one person to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. and she did the cooking mostly, so she'd leave in time. And in the South, at noontime is when they have their heavy meal, you see, so she'd get there in time to get that dinner done, wash the dishes up, you know, and maybe do a few more little things, and then she'd be home around 2:30. Yeah. Because it had someone else to do the cleaning. See, she didn't have to do no cleaning, just do the cooking.
So maybe she was cooking for the family.
Okay.
So, you're saying that she made the cooking?
Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
During the day, what was happening the 4 years while she was...
Well, we'd be in school, you know.
So all these were school?
Yes, school age, you see. Yeah, we'd be in school.
So where was the school in Lafayette compared to where you lived with that?
Well, it was a pretty good distance. It would be like, we lived in one part of town, like you'd say, Watts, and you may have to come to, let me see, how would I put this? I imagine it was about a good 2.5 miles. That we had to walk.
We had to walk.
Yes.
Was in that area of the country, what is the weather get like?
Oh, we have cold weather. Plenty of rain. Cold weather, yes. It gets cold back then.
So you didn't have to get cold weather. Through all the
years, 94, oh, yes, yeah, we go to school.
What were your favorite subjects?
History, spelling.
When you were in the city of Lafayette, who did you play with?
Oh, we had neighbors, nice neighbors and things. Oh, yeah. A lot of girls, the ones we go to school with, you know. We all lived in the same area, you know, a bunch of us.
Did you walk to school together then?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes, we walked to school together. Just a few of them. I remember one girl, her father would take her, but they lived much further with the brothers, and he was able to, he had a horse and buggy, so he would take her to school.
Did many of the other families have anything like that?
No. She was the only one. She was the lucky one. Yes. Everyone else had to walk to school. And there was a lot of people lived in the area near the school, so that wasn't too bad, you know, for them. But like us, we had quite a ways to go, but I didn't mind it.